Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Susan Waldman and Howie Rose here on The Fan. Hello, Tyler Wade. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Susan. How you doing?
I'm okay. Great to hear your voice. You know what? I was telling Howie, and I want to bring up one of the first times I ever met you. You were just a kid. You had one of those middle lockers in that the minor leagues have, and they put you at second base. And I knew you were a shortstop. I knew you were a great shortstop. And I went over and I said, boy, how many times have you played second? Is that going to be pressure for you? And you looked at me like I had four heads. And you told me the story of when you went to try out for your high school team and they had a shortstop and the kid at third base, and you were a kid, got sick, and you told the coach that you could play third base, and you gave me chapter and verse on how you had to play every single position because that's how you get to the big leagues.
That's it. That's it. I remember when I was in high school, I was like, there's no way I want to be on this freshman team. I was like, that's just not what I want to do. I wanted to be at the highest level. And I was like, well, there's an opportunity at third base. And I basically just lied to him. He's like, you played third base before? I said, yeah, no problem. I can do it. And then the rest is history for sure. So like, I guess that was a stepping stone to my career.
Well, your history with the Yankees goes back a lot longer than just the few years that you've been in the organization, because you played at what, age 11 or so at Yankee Stadium before, of course, it gave way to the new Yankee Stadium. So you've got a history with the Yankees, do you not?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was in Cooperstown. I was in Cooperstown for that tournament. I don't know if that's still going on, but our travel ball team came down here, and then we were lucky enough to get a tour of the old Yankee Stadium, which was, for me, so eye-opening because that was just like a historical place I've never been to, being from Southern California. I didn't really go to a lot of Dodger games. I watched the Yankees and Anaheim, but the Yankees, ever since I visited New York, that made them my favorite team, so... yeah, man, that was quite an experience.
You know, and you're over there now, and how is the attitude out there? I know you guys are, Aaron Hicks was saying yesterday in the Zoom call that we all had that, you know, you guys are really good at video games and everybody is really being tough together. What did it feel like when you heard that Aroldis had tested positive? Was there any fear from anybody, or just are you pretty clear that, you know, they've got the tracking and they'll be able to take care of whomever came in contact with him?
Yeah, I feel safe, to be honest. I feel like the Yankees and our staff do a really good job of tracking who's in contact with and throughout the days, and then obviously who he's around when he's not at the stadium. So I feel completely safe. I remember when I walked in, I had no idea. Everything on his side of the locker room was completely sterilized and everything. So for me, I feel completely safe, and that's just a testament to how hard our staff and is everyone's working to keep us on the field.
How much do you guys talk about not only these safety measures, but, you know, just how committed you are to being able to get through this season unimpeded? And I ask you that specifically because you've got some established players on the ball club who have been around a while, made a lot of money, and you're, on the other hand, trying to establish yourself still in the big leagues. You've been up and down, but you're still not what you would, you know, call an established everyday or, you know, full-time roster player yet. So are your sensibilities for moving ahead with this different than some of your teammates, and has that come up in discussion?
I don't think so. I feel like everyone in this locker room's got the exact same goal, and I think that's what makes this room special. Is everyone's unselfish, and everyone knows their role and what they do really well. And Judgy says it all the time. It's 25 guys pulling the same rope in the same direction, and now we have more guys. Obviously, with the 60-man player pool, we're all on board, and I think. Like I said, I think we're all just excited and hungry for the season. And I think Garrett said it the other day, there's only going to be one coronavirus champion. So, I think that's going to be a separator. And I think we're so focused on that goal. I just don't think, we're really going to be affected by any of that.
You know what's amazing, Tyler, and you just brought up Garrett Cole, and the fact that I saw this in spring training. He was already, the first day that I got there, he was already sitting with people and talking to people, and somebody mm-hmm. would say to me, well, Garrett told me that if I did this. It's amazing to me that somebody, I don't care how much money he's making or whatever it is, can come in and already people are quoting Garrett Cole has come in and become, you know, another leader, which is something with CeCe retiring is very needed in that room.
Well, he's just a competitor. You can feel that, especially when he's on the mound. One of the first things I noticed in camp was just the way he was talking to the younger guys, just always giving off his knowledge and trying to get the people behind him better, because he realizes that these people are going to help us win a championship. Just to see his passion and his competitive fire every single day and his willingness to help others, it's special. So having that attitude in our locker room is a great ad for us, for sure.
We're talking to Tyler Wade of the Yankees, and you also mentioned Aaron Judge a little while ago, who shut it down yesterday. I guess it was a stiff neck or some upper back muscular issue. Was he able to participate today?
I've just showed up, so I have no idea. I haven't even seen him. I got no idea.
Okay. They said it was going to be a day. So did we. We just showed up, too. Where are you playing today? You're at second base today?
Yeah, I'm at second base today, I believe.
And a chance DJ LeMay won't start the season, but you can play anywhere. I got to ask you about also, because one of the first things when Dominic Smith, I did not know till a couple of years ago, you guys have known each other a really long time, and it's mm-hmm. kind of an interesting relationship. How old were you guys when you started playing together or against each other, and what kind of player was he there? And isn't it kind of cool that the two of you are crossed down?
Yeah, I think we met our senior year of high school, just like kind of going all the different scouting events and whatnot, and then obviously being SoCal guys and getting drafted to New York teams, we were basically in the same minor league levels coming up. So just building that relationship, he's been a great player. I think I've always described him as a middle infielder, middle infielder hands at first base. He's so silky smooth over there, and there's no doubt in my mind he's gonna hit for average and hit for a lot of power, because that guy knows what he's doing. So hopefully he gets a chance across town and does pretty good, but not too well when he plays us.
He's a special kid, and I've just
awesome.
So enjoyed getting to know him over the last couple of years. And one of the things that make him special is his commitment to his community back in mm-hmm. California around Compton. And I know he has a foundation and brings in other major leaguers to help and give kids from that area an opportunity not only to display their skills but also to, you know, kind of get them up to speed on what it takes to be a potential big leaguer. Have you had any involvement with that, whether it's at his specific camp or anything else that he's done?
No, he actually hit me up last year about it. I was on vacation during the time, but I definitely, it's also J.P. Crawford, one of his really good friends. He plays for the Mariners mm. now. Right. He's involved in that, and he hit me up about it too, and I think it's really cool what they're doing, because people gravitate towards that. I wish as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid, if I had major league kids coming down and be like, hey guys, let's hit together, let's work, I would love that. So the fact that he's giving back to his community and showing his love and where he's came from, it's really special, and he's on the right track to being a superstar for sure.
You know, it's interesting that you say, because you guys are, you know, grew up differently, and the fact that you guys are so close and you're watching him really giving back to the community, it kind of bodes well, I think, for younger generations. If people like Dom Smith, and you're going to do that, and J.P. Crawford, and people giving back and helping the next generation so that the next generation continues to grow this game.
That's all it is. I just feel like when you have guys like Dom and JP that are just good human beings, and you, as kids, you look up to these guys and you see the way they act, they see the way they treat other people, it's like that's contagious. So just them leading and setting good examples for younger kids coming up is only going to pave the right way, and it's going to make the game better, and I'm happy for them.
Talking to Tyler Wade of the Yankees, Howie Rose, Susan Waldman with you until 1 o'clock. Opening day jitters sometimes begin about halfway through spring training. A conventional spring training drags on and on. Given the amount of relative inactivity leading up to this summer camp concept, would you like to see opening day push back a little bit, or do you wish it was tomorrow?
I wish it was tomorrow. I've been waiting for so long at this point. But no, I don't really think it drags on too much. I think the days are going by faster just because we have so much to do in such little time. But I think we're already getting our legs back into shape, getting our arms into shape, and I think we're all really excited.
Okay, how strange is this going to be? I mean, for you, there's going to be no fans. And let's see, so Michael and the Yes Crew will be there. John and I are in two separate booths. The Spanish radio will be there. You know, we aren't doing this if we're not outside. I'm not sitting in a studio somewhere with this going on. So I'll promise not to yell and scream, but will you at least turn up in the booth and say hello?
I love it. I got you on that.
I mean, is that going to be odd or what?
Yeah, it's gonna be different. But I feel like once you step in the box and you're competing every day, even when there's 60,000, I feel like it's when you're locked in, that roar kind of goes away. If that really makes sense. So I think just the competitive fire that each and every guy has in this locker room, I don't think that's really gonna be too odd. I would say maybe leading up to games and not feeling that energy when you're right onto the field might be a little different. But the moment when you say play ball, I feel like it's the same game, and I feel like we just feed off each other's energy.
What did you hear?
Well, can you hear the guys in the press box now? Like when you're you're good.
Well, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting there.
Well, but they're talking to each other, I'm sure.
You can't hear anything.
Right next to each other. Good.
Well, I mean, when you're broadcasting, I mean, it's going to be a little different. I won't say anything bad. Do you guys? I know that everybody says the line about playing a champion, winning a championship and stuff, but you guys are built, and the Yankees have been built. You know, Chapman goes down. I'm sorry, he's sick, but you got two ex-closers there. You got Britton there, who's pretty good, and Ottavino was pretty darn good. So, do you think that this team is built for that kind of attrition if people get sick or something happens?
Yeah, I feel like we've always had depth, and I feel like now more than ever is the teams that are going to survive are the teams with depth. And like you just said, you just named two all-star closers. We got Jonathan Loaisiga, who throws 100 miles per hour, and he's developing all of his stuff. So I feel like we're equipped to make a run for it all. And then I think everyone, like I said earlier, everyone knows their role and is willing to step up when they're needed to.
All right. Well, listen, Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great year.
No, I appreciate you guys. This has been fun.
All right. And I'm going to go to...
It has been.
Yeah, we're going to... John and I are going to be in two separate booths at Citi Field. So I'll yell to you on Saturday.
I like it. And if I hear any trash talking from you, Susan, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to yell at you, all right?
Okay, you won't hear it out of me.
Oh, this is
going to
be great.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.